We're now joined by head coach Melissa Hill of the Mercer Lady Cardinal softball team. One of those games that I'm sure it was entertaining for the fans because it was close, but maybe a little bit not as entertaining for the coaches because I'm sure they gave up too many runs on both sides. The Grundy R5 Panthers got the better of Mercer 16-13 over at Newtown on Thursday. Mercer has North Harrison, very strong Shamrock team coming up tomorrow. And then has Gilman City coming to Mercer on Thursday. First things first, Coach, it's been a while here for the girls to have a home game, so that will be nice for them on Thursday.
That will be nice. It seems kind of long, far, and distant since we've had a home game, so we're ready.
As far as the record goes, it's not what you want, but it's not like you're losing every game 15-0 either. You're scoring some runs. You're just having trouble keeping the other team off the scoreboard.
We are. You know, this. You know, the record definitely... You know, we'd like to see it go kind of in a different direction, but you know, we played Grundy last week, and it was a much better game than when we saw them at conference tournament. So there were definitely some improvements, some yays and some nays to look at it in both ways.
Is it the case of, I know in getting kind of the story from Grundy, it sounds like they have a lot of girls that can get on base, and then they're fast. They can steal bases. Is half the problem with them just, you know, if you can keep them off base, you'll be doing well?
You know, I would say offensively we had a much better game putting the bat to the ball, but to be honest, it was the first couple of innings we held them to one run in the first inning, one run in the second, and then you know, our pitcher Aubrey Wilson, she just kind of she kind of struggled a little bit in that game. So she had 13 walks, and when you can put runners on the base and they are definitely aggressive base runners, then it definitely makes for some additional runs that we would not like to have.
And nothing you can do defensively when you're walking people either.
You cannot.
Right.
That's you know, we definitely don't have tons of depth in the pitching department on our team, so when Aubrey is struggling and she's kind of off on a night or whatever, we just cross our fingers and hope we can pull through defensively. And we just, unfortunately, were not able to do so.
I know we talked about this last week, Coach, but it's now about a week and a half, so my memory fades a little bit. How did you do at the HDC tournament?
We didn't do too bad. We did not do too bad. So we won our first game against Winston, and then we actually saw Grundy there for the third and fourth place for conference, and we lost 11-4, mm-hmm. So it was a much bigger deficit than the second time around.
And you played Tri-County and lost by a run, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So overall, you know, it's not a great day, but considering, you know, you are trying to get experience on the run here with a lot of girls that don't have a lot of varsity experience, so that Saturday sounds like overall it was a step in the right direction for the girls.
It definitely was. And it's kind of nice, too, that, you know, we're seeing these teams, and each time we see them again, we're seeing growth and things are getting better. So, you know, if it's a 5 or 6 run deficit in the first time, then we're bringing it in within one run. You know, it was 7 runs the first time we saw Grundy, and, you know, we were ahead most of the game. The second time that we saw them, and, you know, took a loss by 3. So with each time we're seeing them and visiting them, you know, there are yays and nays each time we're seeing them again.
Now, this has been the case in this conference this year. There's a big divide between North Harrison and everybody else. It seems like if everybody else playing one another, it's going to be a pretty entertaining game, and North Harrison's just really good this year. So you know the challenge of going to Eagleville tomorrow.
I do. They are a solid team. They are a solid group of girls. Not only are they a solid group of girls, but just every year they are just maintaining and continuing to grow their program. So it makes for difficult teams to beat when they are consistently solid year in and year out.
With Gilman City come to your place Thursday, Coach, I touched on it a little bit earlier that it's been now about 3 weeks since the girls have had a home game, and I think this is a winnable game against a Gilman City team that struggled a little bit too. Are you really kind of zooming in on that game as saying we want to come out, we want to play well Thursday?
We are. We're focusing on a win and working on, you know, the first time we saw them, some of the errors and the issues that we had, and making sure that when we see them again, we eliminate those and continue to bring out a win.
And that would be, you know, from the Cardinals' perspective, that would be tremendous when it comes to that. I mentioned earlier in the interview, Coach, you know, having trouble keeping runs off the board, but as far as putting runs on the board, your offense is doing pretty well. Who's kind of standing out?
Yes, things are growing. You know, offensively, things are growing. You know, Kaylee Duckworth does a really, really great job. When she puts the bat to the ball, you know it's going to go. She's a nice hard hitter. Rainey Koss, she's our leadoff hitter. She does a really, really great job. She's just a strong leader on the team. So she's one of the – we have one senior, and she's one of two juniors. So she is a returning player who just she hit really well last year and just continues to – put the bat to the ball consistently.
You know, so not only is there not a lot of experience for Mercer, that if you just look at the roster, you're a very, very young team too.
Super young, yes, super young.
Where do you see, because I'm sure it's like, you know, growing like a flower at this point, but where do you see the girls the most picking up that experience, and where does it show right now?
You know, right now we have, we have a strong, 12 girls. Out of 12 girls, we have 7 sophomores, so we're really leaning towards, you know, looking at that sophomore group to continue to grow and to continue to do well. And they're a great group of girls.
That is the head coach of the Mercer Lady Cardinals softball team, Melissa Hill. They are at North Harrison tomorrow, host Gilman City Thursday. Next week, we'll talk about this with Coach. Grundy will be at Mercer a week from tonight, and then Tri-County at Mercer. That'll be the third matchup of the season between those programs. That will be Tuesday the 26th. As always, Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.